Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. What is one thing you want to do before you die? What makes a meaningful life? What do you think about when you're alone? Mitch Reed was inspired to ask students these questions. He invited them to place their answers anonymously in a cardboard box. Now he has a new book, and it tells the story of that project and some pretty remarkable kids. It's called Cardboard Confessional. The author presents a book talk tonight at the Brookings Arts Council. That's from 6 o'clock, starts at 6 o'clock Central Time. But first, he's here with us on the phone for In the Moment. Mitch Reed, thanks for being here.
Hey, Lori, thanks for having me. Thanks for the support. I appreciate it.
So tell me about the inspiration for this this project that eventually turned into a book.
You know, I live in Watertown, but it's kind of fitting that we do have this event here in Brookings tonight, because that's kind of where I first got the idea from. I was driving down Main Street, and there was a wall that said, before I die, I want to. And it was just a black wall with white lines painted on it, and people would come by there with sidewalk chalk that's laying there and write some things that they wanted to do before they died. So I did some research on it, and it's in 70 different countries around the world. There's 2,300, I believe, different sites. Candy Chang from New Orleans, that was the first wall, and just kind of inspired to spread it. So I took that idea and ran with it and expanded on it a little bit.
And you take it into a classroom or into a school. How? What's the process by which you sort of, make this, your own or make it fit for what's happening right in front of you?
No, absolutely. We were in a sociology class of the high school, middle school principal in Waverly. I'm currently the Dubrook Elementary principal in Toronto. But what we did was I was able to teach a few classes while being a principal. And sociology happened to be one of those. So I had 7 kids in that class, and we watched a TED Talk based on this Candy Chang project. And we got talking to their class and some ways we could learn about the kids around us and the people around us and how we could get to know them better. Kind of came up with the idea with the cardboard box, bringing upon cardboard confessionals. The kids drafted some ideas for the questions, and as you see in the book, they're pretty deep questions.
Right. Did that surprise you? Probably not. You've worked with kids for a long time.
No, like I said, I say it throughout the book. Kids are pretty resilient. They're unbelievable. I think sometimes we don't give them enough credit that they deserve, and it showed here. They're resilient, and I was really impressed how they bought into the project.
And yet it takes a lot of courage because, even though the process of writing something is anonymous, you have to have the courage to show up and do the writing. And then there's the process of sort of talking in the class and getting to know people's stories, even if identifiers are removed, and learning something on a deeper level with people. How did you sort of navigate that and create a safe environment and structure to where people felt that they could really get real in the classroom?
Yeah, that was the nice thing about this project. It went on a lot of different levels. You know, right away, the kids had an opportunity to kind of take some of that weight off their shoulders anonymously. You know, that was probably the first level. We really had some good answers. And kids were able to be true to themselves. Sometimes kids come to school, and they're doing everything their friends say, and they're really not able to be true to themselves. I think this project allowed them to do that. Then, in the classroom with my 7 students, that was even more because we read all of these through and kind of talked about them, and they had to share some of their personal stories. You know, I think up front, this started after Christmas. I think they just knew that I was open, everything. I was an open book, everything that I had told them throughout class, and I think that really opened them up and made them feel safe in our classroom.
How did the project evolve into a book? What sort of decision-making process did you have that you said, this is worth sharing in a meaningful way with others?
Now, Lori, I'll tell you what, if you'd have told me 2 years ago that I was going to write a book, I'd have called you nuts. But, I'm not a writer. My high school English teacher, Nora Groff, who's the head volleyball coach at Northwestern, would probably go ahead and tell you that she also would call you nuts if she thought I was going to write a book. But we were sitting in class, and it was the second or third day that we did this project, and I said, guys, this is really powerful stuff. There's a lot of good things in here. this could turn into a book. And some of the kids are like, yeah, right. You know, I said, no, really, like, this could be a book. And they said, no, it can't. And I said, I'll prove it to you. It will be a book. So that's kind of how it started, to be honest with you.
I want to talk about some of these questions just so listeners have an idea. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to In the Moment. And my guest is Mitch Reed. The book is called Cardboard Confessionals. You can get a copy tonight at the Brookings Arts Council if you show up for his book talk. Or, of course, you can order it online as well. But one of the first questions is, you know, that original thought, what's one thing you want to do before you die? And some of the answers are pretty profound, from someone saying, I want to save a life, to someone saying, I want to go for one day without wanting to die. How do you put those sort of enormous emotions and confessions into perspective?
You know, I think the one thing that's really tough for us as adults to do is to put ourselves in the shoes of kids. I think, you know, I'm 28 years old. It's been 10 years since I've graduated. Doesn't seem that long. But things really change, and the way kids are today have changed. And to be able to relate to kids is huge, and I think talking throughout this project really helped me to grow to do that. Mm-hmm. You know, but to put it into perspective is people, and not only just kids, but students starting to kind of get the process going with the second one about parents, asking them questions.
Right.
You know, we all have a lot on our plates. And that really defines who we are sometimes. You know, we have baggage and different things that comes along with us. But to really understand the people around us and what they've experienced, I mean, I always say the first step of helping someone is to understand what they're going through. And I think that was probably the biggest part of this project and why I moved forward.
Did you share your answers in conversation or in the box, too? Did you sort of participate? How did you lead by example here?
You know, what I did was I didn't participate with throwing my answers in the box, but I did. So we opened every discussion. So sociology, we would take all the answers and I would put them in an Excel sheet and we'd just go through each one of them. And mm-hmm. mine would be the anticipatory set. I would share mine and why mine is the way it is, and then we would go on with everyone else. Mm-hmm. So it kind of gave them that, you know, kind of gave them that step up, that security that we're trying to build
right.
in the classroom.
Here's another question from the book. On what one thing in life have you given up? What an amazing question. And there are answers such as asking for help or trying to make everyone happy or I've given up on my dad. Some real different levels of honesty. They're all incredibly honest, but different levels of experience. People really got to know themselves better through this exercise and understand something about life outside the classroom, right?
Right. You know, and I think, like I said, I was giving them an outlet. I really do think in my talk tonight, I think this project saved a life. I don't think it was me necessarily. I just think their opportunity that they had to be able to share some things, and I go into detail in that in my talk. And, you know, I think that just having the outlet, not only do kids need that, but we do as well as adults.
When you look and you talked about how, you know, kids have changed and the role of social media, this is all very old school, we'll say. I mean, there's a box, there's a pen, there's a piece of paper. At the end, there's a book, there's face-to-face conversation. How important do you think the fact that you used some of those tools gave the project meaning?
Well, you know, and that's a great question, Maury. You know, the thing is about all of this is that, you know, students' lives are so complex these days. You know, they've got so many things going on, whether it's sports, whether it's extracurriculars, band, choir, arts, different things like that. How simple is it to be able to write something? You know, they thought about it for a little bit, but for 2 minutes just to write it on a piece of paper, fold it up, put it in a box, and then all of a sudden weights off. I think the simple, you know, how the project was so simple is what made it just kind of flow with all the kids.
Right. You know, you said I'd asked you 2 years ago if you were going to write a book, you'd tell me that I'm nuts. Well, I think you're going to write another one, Mitch. I don't know what it's going to be, but you're kind of good at this. So whether I'm nuts or not, I guess we'll find out. But what are you thinking? What's next for you?
you know, I think that I'm going to, I've fielded some questions with parents, and some of the answers there, I started writing it. You know, I'm in the early stages. It's quite a process. I've learned a lot about myself and my family, the relationships in my life throughout. I want to thank B.J. Smith. He's been a great mentor for me moving forward. He wrote The Richest Man in Town, and he's really helped me along. But I think parents, getting to know them, because before we even get to know the students, you know, and their thoughts, you know, they were raised by someone. You know, they were influenced by someone, and now all of a sudden we're getting their answers on, you know, so it's even deeper. Like, someone's answer can define on how the student was raised and why their answers are the way they are. So I'm really trying to dig into it a little more, I guess, and what we've gotten back has been inspiring and at the same time a little scary as well.
Mitch Reed is the author of Cardboard Confessionals. Get a copy tonight at the Brookings Arts Council. The book talk is at 6 p.m. Mitch Reed joined us on the phone. Thank you so much, Mitch. It's a remarkable project, remarkable book. We appreciate your time.
Hey, Laura, I appreciate your time. You guys have been great support. You do good things down there in Vermilion.